Good morning.
It's 8:30 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. The building has just opened, and the employees are gearing up for the day. The lobby is spacious, and there's already a man sitting on a couch waiting to be seen. Even though it's fairly quiet now, things will get busy soon enough.
I'm Linda Wilson. I'm the Senior Employment Consultant for Goodwill Industries of Central Oklahoma. My day-to-day job is to assist individuals with barriers to employment, try to find a solution to that barrier. If it's them needing their GED, we assist individuals with obtaining their GED.
Linda Wilson works at the Goodwill Job Connection Center in downtown Oklahoma City. She spends her days helping an average of 40 adults who are searching for jobs. Linda says the center provides resume training and interview skills, but there's another, more important aspect of her job.
Hope. We instill hope. That's the most important thing we do on a regular basis, because it can be very discouraging when you're looking for a job and then when you have barriers to finding employment on top of that.
These barriers that Linda refers to can be anything from a lack of education to a felony charge to just being older. Many companies prefer hiring younger employees because it costs less. The more experienced the worker, the more it costs the company to keep him or her. So while the Job Connection Center may not be able to reverse age, it strives to help clients reach their full potential through GED courses, reading programs, and typing skills classes. Beyond the individualized attention, though, Linda says part of the service is the fellowship between clients.
We are definitely a family. We have some clients that come in and they may be very good on the computer, and other individuals, you know, are uncomfortable with the computer. You know, after a week or so, two or three times coming in, well, I'll help you. I know how to do that. So we truly are a family, you know, when individuals come in first, second, third visit.
And Linda says that family feeling continues even after folks have found work.
I have individuals that have moved on, found employment, you know, 2 years ago, but they still stop by and say, hey, Linda, how you doing? And I just wanted to let you know I'm still okay.
It's not uncommon for Job Connection Center clients to look for jobs for 8 to 12 months, which can be discouraging. So when Linda sees a job opening, she makes sure that someone fits the profile. She refuses to set someone up for failure. But when failure does come, Linda has a solution for that, too.
I embrace them. I remember being unemployed, so I remember what that's like. But I let them know you can't give up hope. If you are rock bottom, there is no place else to go but up. Like I said, I have two strong shoulders, so whenever they need to scream or cry, I let them lean on me.
In the past year alone, the 5 Goodwill Job Connection Centers across Oklahoma have found employment for nearly 500 people. Linda explained that Goodwill provides connections for clients to get the job training necessary. Second, they provide bus passes to get to interviews. And last, they offer general training sessions on the third Friday of each month that cover everything from handshake protocol to professional dress code. Linda says that these training sessions often lead to increased confidence. And confidence can result in triumph. Linda and the staff celebrate those successes.
You know, life is full of obstacles, but you're either going to get up over them, go around them, sometimes blow them up out of your way, but you can't let them stop you, because you can't be afraid of failure. You can't be successful unless you fail at something. So you have to try.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Kate Carlton.